The Gemara in Sachem gives us a klal that generally speaking, when we make a bracha over lasi asan. There's a discussion, the nusach ha-bracha awawa. So in addition to the words of hilchos brachas, we have a general rule as well, that on a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman, that comes on occasion throughout the year, once a year, so we make a shekhiyano. There are different types of shekhiyanos. This is a shekhiyano on a mitzvah, let's say. A mitzvah you're going to do, like when we blow the here, the shofar, shake the dalad minim, eat the matzah. Well, we make the kiddush on, we make the shekhiyano on kiddush, perhaps going in all the mitzvahs. The question is, why don't we make a shekhiyano on Tzviras HaOmer? Tzviras HaOmer is it's a general machlokes harishonim on whether Tzviras HaOmer is deraisa derabanan. So, according to the opinion that Tzviras HaOmer is manazeh is zecher l'mikdash, it's only a mitzvah derabanan. So then we understand, that's what the Baal HaMor answers. The Baal HaMor answers, in addition to a mitzvah coming mizman lizman, it has to be something which involves simcha. Since Tzviras HaOmer, even though min haTorah, it's a happy time because we're counting up from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, but since we no longer bring the karban, so it's like a zecher l'mikdash. It reminds us of the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the temple, and therefore, it's inappropriate to make a Shekhiyano. So based on the Baal HaMor, it's a Zechu HaMikdash, we understand no Shekhiyano. But according to the Rambam Paskin Tzviras HaOmer, even Bizman HaZez Doraisa. So according to the Rambam, it's Min HaTorah, so it's not a Zechu HaMikdash, so why no Shekhiyano? It was a famous Shafem Rav Soloveitchik, among others, to explain why no Shekhiyano on Tzviras HaOmer. Because he says, when you make a Shekhiyano, Shekhiyano v'kimano v'giyano lazman hazeh, that you make a Shekhiyano when on a specific event, on a specific occasion. But Tzviras HaOmer isn't a specific day. It's not day 3, 4, 5, or 6, but it's the anticipation, it's looking forward ultimately to the next day, the day after that, ultimately that is to be to the holiday of Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos that will have some Matan Torah. So you only make a Shekhiyano, Shekhimano, Shekhiyano, Bekanogiyano, Lazman Hazeh. But by Shekhiyano, it's the anticipation of future events. In fact, that's a perhaps one could answer as well. One would think that's one of the happiest days of the year. There's a big mitzvah, big mesameh, chasa makala to make a chasa makala happy and getting married. So you would think it was one mitzvah that should be a Shekhiyano. So as Rapam used to always say, you should take some of the joy from the wedding night, put it in your pocket to save it. But perhaps on this Yisod, it's not, that's just the beginning. As they say at the graduation, it's just the beginning, not the end. So to the wedding, it's just beginning. It's leading up to the whole life together of marriage. Yeah, but there's no Shekhiyano, because it's not on the specific event, it's on the anticipation of the next week, next year, etc. So therefore we see, so according to the many Rishonim who say Tzviras HaOmer is Drabanan, so the Baal HaMor's answer makes sense, the Zechel HaMikdash. And according to Yehovah's Daraisa, like the Rambam and others, then it's because it's Shekhiyano v'Gimano v'Giyano as Manazeh, it's not a specific event, occasion, but it's something to look to the future. In fact, that could be, in general, when we count by Tzviras HaOmer, perhaps Ba'Omer, But are we counting towards something, or we're counting from? In other words, are we counting back from Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's where the Baal HaMor seems to be the focus on the Zechu HaMikdash. We no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. We're looking back and when we were slaves in Egypt, and it was a very sad time. But on the other hand, if you look ahead, you're looking forward, the anticipation, so then it's a simcha, Kabbalah's Torah. And that's the Yisod, as they always say. They say a Yid has three eyes. He has an eyes. We always have to look into the past. We always to know, to appreciate what Kabbalah's Torah is, we got to know that we came from slavery. And to appreciate... So without the Matan Torah, so the whole greatness, not the whole greatness, but a lot of the meaning of Yetzias Mitzrayim would have been in naught. However, on the other hand, without the awareness that we came from Mitzrayim and we ended up free, so in order to the power of contrast, because you gotta, in order to fully appreciate freedom, you have to know what slavery is. So therefore, you always have to have, as we said, a Jew always has to remember its past, that we were slaves in Egypt. We have to realize where we are now, and we have to remember about where we're going in the future, like the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah, and that's the dual aspect here we find on the purpose of Shachiyano. So that's why we don't. So that's why, according to the Baal HaMor, there's no Shachiyano, because the focus, we can never forget about our past. And I mean, everyone agrees you need both. The question is, and this mitzvah is to focus more on the past or on the future. If it's on the past, it's a Zechul HaMikdash. If it's on the upcoming event and the Kabbalah Satorah, then we'll make a Shachiyano. And as well, others point out that perhaps we do make a Shachiyano. The Shachiyano we make on Shavuos, so we're on the second night of Pesach, if you're in Kutzorah, but the Shachiyano you make on Shavuos, that's the culmination of the mitzvah of Pesach, like the Ramban writes, that it's a Chol HaMoed period. In between Pesach and Shavuos are the days of Chol HaMoed. It's to link the days together, and therefore, we can never forget where we came from, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and where we were headed, Kabbalas HaTorah.